Father, we know you made the plan of salvation very simple. If we will come humbly, repentant, sorry for our sins, sorry enough to turn from them and forsake them, asking you mercy and pardon and forgiveness, you'll give it. For those who trust in you and trust in your blood to cleanse from all unrighteousness, you'll wash all of our sins away and give us a brand new start, a clean, clear record, and a new creature you will make out of us. We're glad for this church. We're glad for the many multitudes of people who have been changed and transformed and been born again and saved from their sins and washed in the blood of the Lamb. And we're looking to you, Lord, to save many more before you come again to take us home. And Lord, while we're here, help us to give out the message in simplicity and in power. And let every soul know that there's a Savior who loves and cares and wants everyone that is weary and heavy laden to come unto thee and find rest for their lonely souls. Bless the word of God to the hearts of all who've come this morning. May it feed and nourish and build each of us up on our most holy faith. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, thank you for the word of God. Lord of heaven, we bless you, for your word is a roadmap, a way built from earth to heaven. We thank you, Lord, for enlightening our understanding on these things so that we may know better how to conduct ourselves in this wicked world. And we pray, Lord, that if there's a man or a woman, boy or girl in this house that is unsaved, you've drawn them here by cords of divine love. May this morning, Lord, they respond to your love by giving their hearts and lives to you to get born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb and cleaned up and cleaned out and leave out of here a new creature in Christ. Anyone who's discouraged or down or blue, disappointed or sad or heavy in heart, lift the burden and give joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. We ask it in the name of Christ, our wonderful Redeemer. Amen.
Father, you're teaching us some valuable lessons. We must be about our Father's business. We must occupy till you come. You told us to. You want us to stay busy. We surely don't want you to come with our hands folded and us goofing off and be idlers. We know the king's business requireth haste. And there's much to be done and many souls to be reached and many to be helped and encouraged and strengthened and edified and even many to be brought back to the fold who have wandered astray, who have drifted, who have cooled off, who have been neglected by us. Lord, help us to get back into the harness and serve you humbly and faithfully and be the task ever so simple, so humble, so menial, so little and insignificant. Lord, help us to do it with all of our heart, gladly as unto you, knowing that you are the paymaster in that day, and you don't reward for how much we have done, but you reward us for being good and faithful. We pray this morning, Lord, for that soul outside of Jesus Christ who has not been privileged to be born again of the Spirit and washed in the blood. Perhaps someone hasn't told them of your love, that you came to die for their sins and save them from the penalty of their sins. Or maybe they've even heard it but didn't want to turn from their wicked ways. May this morning, Lord, they get into the family of God before it's too late and the door of mercy is shut. Grant it so, Father. And now may these words of this lesson this morning find a good lodging place in every one of our hearts, that we will serve you better this coming week than we did in the last one, because Lord, you have awakened something in our heart that's been needing a stimulating somebody to jog us a little and to awaken us out of our slumber, out of our lethargy, out of our sleep, or out of our being just downright lazy. Lord, deliver us, we pray thee, from such. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we know that Satan oftentimes uses fear to keep sinners from getting saved. This morning, Lord, you've helped me to knock those props of the devil's fear out, to discourage people from using that cop-out or that excuse for their living on and on in their sins. Dear Lord, we pray in your rescue operation, this day bring that precious soul that you put in their heart to come to this church, to an old-fashioned altar prayer, mourner's bench to weep their way through to know-so salvation. Give them a good dose, Lord. Enough of your presence and your power that they will get in there and be genuine and real and follow you with all of their heart. Thank you for these who have heard the word of the Lord this morning, and may its message find a lodging place in every heart and help us to serve you better tomorrow than we did yesterday. Serve you better today than we did in our yesterdays. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning that by grace and by thy mercy and by thy kindness toward us, you've purchased us with your precious blood and made us heirs of thine and joint heirs with thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Unworthy creatures that we have been, but now through the merits of Calvary, we are looked at as thy heirs. We are looked at as thy jewels. Thou dost esteem us to make us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign on the earth. We thank you, Lord, for what your salvation has done in us and for us and with us and even through us. Lord, be there a man or a woman here this morning unsaved or backslidden, out of touch with heaven, not ready to meet you at your coming, having sold out to the cheap, temporary pleasures and lusts of their bodies and the worldly pleasures. They sold out so cheap, just like Esau did. Oh God, help them to repent before it's too late to repent and get back into the fold. And be there a lost soul here this morning without you, Lord Jesus. You love them too, and you want them in your family. And I pray that you give them a heart to repent of their sins and trust you to be their only Savior, and that they will receive you and welcome you into their heart to be their Lord and their Master, that they will be unashamedly able to confess you openly with their mouth. From now on in, they'll live for you their longest day they live. And Lord, may it be a great day of rejoicing in this house. Not only the saints of God are awakened, backsliders reclaimed, but of the lost finding peace for their lonely souls. But we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless. Shall we pray? Father, as we come to the close of this hour in the sacred word of the Lord, seeing how precise you choose such selective words describing your coming again as a thief would come, and gave those seven ways in which identification is so complete and perfect and so descriptive. And Lord, we know this today, that were you to come even before this service would close out, it would be a time of rejoicing for those who are the bride of Christ, looking for the bridegroom, who are ready, and those who are not ready, you will be coming as a thief, and it will frighten and scare and trouble those who see you coming as a thief because they're not ready to go, just like a thief would terrorize or frighten or scare people down here. Oh Lord, we pray right now that we will be found in that group who are the bride and not of that number that see you coming as a thief. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Father, thank you. Thank you once again for the precious privilege, the glorious opportunity of not only teaching your word, but giving the gospel call to those who are outside of the family of God. You're not indifferent to their lost and undone condition. You don't want them to go on wallowing in their sins, hardening their heart, blinding their mind. Lord God of heaven, by their wicked deeds and by the devil helping and encouraging and blinding and deceiving them, may it be so this morning. Lord, that the ark of safety still being open will find many running in for safety to be freed from the wrath that is coming upon this earth for those who are not right, not ready, and not in the ark of safety, even in Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. God bless you one and all.
Father, we thank you for Jesus this morning. We're here to serve you, and to serve you, Lord, and do even menial tasks that others would pass by because it's below their dignity. We want to serve you because we count it a privilege and an honor. You're a good master. We have no ill thing to say of you like that one talent man. We have no gripes or complaints, not even after now nearly 44 years of being in your service. God, God, oh God, how you have borne with and had patience toward us up to this hour. We thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, that we've had the joy and the privilege of directing and turning many from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto thee, oh God. We have been privileged to feed your sheep and feed your lambs on the unsearchable riches that are in Jesus Christ. And we thank you for that privilege. And Lord, this morning as we come to the close of this class, stir those who have been idle and have been lazy or slothful or indifferent, or in their heart got an independent spirit. They didn't want to take any orders from anybody, not even from you. Lord, we could understand if it's from man, especially if he's only talking out of his own mind and spirit, because some men are so lordship-minded and cocky and proud that they want everybody to dance to their music. But Lord, when you call us and when you delegate to us responsibility, we want to be faithful to you. Help me to be faithful even until death. And Lord, even to warn and reprove and rebuke and to correct and instruct in the way of righteousness. And Father, especially this morning at the close of this class, if there's a man or a woman or a young person here today that you have put it in their heart to come to this church to hear the gospel of your saving grace, that you are the only Savior from sin, that you purchased us with your blood, they need to be purchased. They're valuable. You want to purchase them. You want to save them. But Lord, they've bypassed you. Some are ignorant of your way of salvation. They're only taught about joining church and getting ducked in some water. But Lord, help them this day to know that in order to make heaven, that we're going to have to be redeemed by your blood. And Lord, we pray this morning that your Spirit would tug at their heart and bring them to yourself, because they're precious, they're valuable. You're not willing that any of them should perish, but all should come to repentance. And may ere this service come to a close this morning, they find peace for their lonely soul. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all said, amen. Lord, I thank you for your word. You gave these gifts to us to reach the saints and to feed them and to strengthen them and to edify them. And you gave us these gifts to reach the lost and the dying, that they would see the manifestation of your power and be constrained to say that God is with you in truth. Holy Father, we thank you for your gifts. We're glad that you are the giver. You are a generous giver. You so loved the world, you gave your only begotten Son, and you never stopped giving. And Lord, help us to be on the receiving end, and then after we have received, help us to use it wisely and to use it for your honor and your glory. We pray for that lost soul who is here this morning, outside of Jesus Christ, the devil has cheated them out of the gift of eternal life and blinded their minds and their heart. But Lord, soften it by thy Spirit this morning. Tug at their heart until they'll find it easy to come to an altar prayer and to find peace for their lonely, lost souls. Bless thou these saints of God. And Lord, may the word so edify and so stir and get us off of the stool of do-nothing who are there, that we'll be about our Father's business, just like you said, "Wish ye not that I must be about my Father's business." Lord, may we feel that must also, and do the will of God joyfully from our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.